You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 59. Okay, so I wasn't here last week, and I'm very sorry about that. I genuinely am. I had a burnout. Now, you're thinking, oh, I did an entire, two podcasts on burnout. I've done self-sabotage. I did VBGT, which is the Visions, Benchmarks, Goals, Tactics podcast, which you definitely, absolutely should check out. And then I decided to embark on this two-week ZOFO challenge, this two-week zone of freakout challenge. All right. That's good. That's all well and fine. Doing things that stretch me out of my comfort zone. Wonderful. Except I had zero plan. None. Nothing. Zip. Nada. I was just like, I mean, I knew what I was going to do most of the days. And I did them, but they didn't really follow. See, here we go. They didn't follow the system that I had put in place for myself that I shared with y'all a couple weeks earlier. Did not fall in line with anything. I was literally doing tactics just to do tactics. Who gave me the right? Who said that I was going to lie to myself? And who said I was going to just completely shit on the living system? Like, you can make changes, it's living and growing with you as you progress, and you know, you change things. And I was just like, no, I'm going to do the grind culture. I'm going to do the hustle thing where I just like throw spaghetti at the wall. What? I did exactly what I didn't want to do. I did what I hate through the Zone of Freakout Challenge. Now, I got a lot of stuff done. I got really good stuff done. Like, for what it was a really good thing. But I would say maybe like half of it, like, could have been a lot more productive, a lot more guided to my specific vision. I want to be full-time Steel Maggie income. When I'm recording this, I am doing a Zone of Freakout tomorrow that has to do with that vision. And a friend of mine and collaborator said, well, why don't you just do it once a week? And I was like, that's a little bit smarter. So anyway, I totally sabotaged myself. I really did, because I was so burnt out by day 12. I was like, I'm not doing anything. That's like the second week. The first week was very productive. It was very directed. It felt okay. I'm doing this thing. It's a challenge. It feels good. And then the second week was an uphill battle. It was hustle spaghetti. Did not feel good in the slightest. I was bad energy. And so by day 12, I had totally, like, mentally, I was checked out. And I was supposed to give you on that Saturday, right? I was going to record this particular podcast, the results podcast, for Monday, which would have been the end of the challenge. And it didn't happen because I was done. Like, coming around to the end of the challenge, like, if you watched my Instagram stories, my eyes were like gray. And like, I don't know, I just had these huge bangs. And I was looking like 5 years older just from like 2 weeks of, hey, I've got to do something today. I've got to figure it out. You know, I've got to be in a very uncomfortable spot every single day. Now, if you have a very particular, like I've said, vision, very specific set of skills, You have a very specific set of skills. You can do something like this, but y'all need breaks. Like, I need breaks. We need time to recalibrate, figure out what we actually want, what we actually want to accomplish, and how we want to live. I wasn't really, like, thinking too much. I was just like, okay, this is day 8, right? This is day 9. This is, you know, here we go. But again, if you watch my stories, I looked tragic. I was tragic. It was bad news. And now that I'm done with it, and now that I have a very specific zone of freakout, like, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow for that specific zone of freakout that relates to my vision in a very specific, very concrete way. I feel supported by myself. And we'll get to that. We'll get to the importance of that particular phrase. And I feel encouraged. It feels like, okay, like, this is scary for me to do, scary for me to put out there, but it's a good, good, good thing. And so we're going to change it. We're not going to be like, okay, how can I be in that space of discomfort every day? Because first of all, we get that idea of discomfort. Discomfort is good. The discomfort of growth versus the discomfort of stagnancy versus this discomfort of illness, which is not good either. That's not the type we're talking about. That's not the question. What can I do to be in my zone of freakout every day? The question is, how do I support myself today? You ask yourself the question, how can I support you today? And you listen intuitively to the answer. Now, if you're not a very intuitive person, or you say you aren't, I don't think that that's true. Even if you haven't listened to yourself and your intuition a lot during your life, you can completely, totally build that up. Now, coming from me, right, one of my mentors and coaches currently, Fiona Flight, she literally gave me the assignment this week to try to be a little bit more intuitive, try to go with it. Whatever I want to share today is what I want to share today. Maybe it wasn't planned. If I think something, that's a little too weird, it's a little too out there, go with that, move with that. If I need to say, you know what, I need to take a break today, I'm not feeling aligned, and I need to do something that's going to support me, myself, in pursuit of my goals, that maybe won't make sense to other people, that's what I need to do. That's the intuition. That's what feels good to you and what lights you up and what keeps you in that space of positive energy versus negative energy, which leads to anger and resentment and self-sabotage and burnout and disillusionment and apathy and disappointment and all of the things that do not belong in our lives right now. Don't need any more of it. Doesn't belong in your artistry, right? It can be involved in the lessons that you teach in your artistry, but in terms of the way you operate in your day-to-day life, of course, we have negative emotions and negative things that happen. But when we can help it, you don't need to put that on yourself, right? you don't need to take that on if it's not something that's out of your control. And there's a lot of things, the way we respond to things, the way we talk about ourselves and talk about other people and share our stories and repeat our stories to ourselves, that's something that we completely can control, especially when we use our intuition to recognize it. There's so much stuff that is good here. So if you need to listen again, do it. So how can you support yourself today? And you know what? That might be, I'm going to wake up today. I'm going to get up and I'm going to wash my face. I'm going to take a shower. It doesn't have to be, you know, something I did in my zone of freakout challenge. I'm going to set my prices higher and I'm higher than I feel, you know, comfortable. Like, oh, this is what I feel I deserve. But you kind of get down in yourself like, oh, people will think I'm, you know, stuck up or too big for my britches. Right? It doesn't have to be something like that. It can literally be if when you listen to your intuition, and it's just telling you, like, today is not a day that I'm going to push myself, then you go with that. And it eventually becomes a virtuous cycle because, I mean, if you're like me, you've spent most of your life in that shit cycle where you're, you know, I'm just going to keep going and going and going, and I'm not serving, I'm not listening to my intuition, and I'm not supporting myself. And you get into the burnout, which is the vicious cycle. But when you start supporting yourself, and maybe you feel like, you know what, you know, society would tell me and my past experiences would tell me that, oh, I'm wasting time because I'm not doing the hustle. I'm not doing that work, and I'm not engaging, and I didn't post today. Sometimes it feels like you're taking, if you listen to your intuition, sometimes it feels like you're taking a step backward. But if you do it enough and you're intuitive enough, yeah, there's going to be times where it's like, oh yeah, I'm definitely going to go for this opportunity. I'm going to ask this person, can I be a guest on their podcast? I'm going to ask this person XYZ. I'm going to put in my 2 weeks for bigger and better, to pursue bigger and better things. That 80-20 rule that I'm also going to talk about very, very soon in a solo podcast. There's just so much I've been learning. 2020 has been the year of shenanigans, and it's also been the year for breakthroughs. And I don't think you can have breakthroughs without a certain amount of shenanigans. So wherever you're complaining, wherever you're sabotaging, wherever you don't want to go, there's an opportunity to listen to yourself, and there's an opportunity to change your energy. And there is an opportunity to support yourself. So please turn off anything that does not serve you. If you're not into something, if you're not into someone on Instagram, if you're not into what they're saying, or on Twitter, if you're not into Twitter, right? I got off Twitter for the duration of the pandemic. I may not even go back. I'm not sure. Right? If something is not serving you and you just feel so negative and resentful and just energetically like you're pushing, you're repelling something, and you feel like you just can't break through that wall, or just there's an obstacle, that's your intuition. That's it telling you that this is something that you need to let go of. Not hold on to, not grit and, you know, grit your teeth and bite the bullet, right? Sometimes I need to bite the bullet, certain zones of freak out, but those feel good. It's like, it's like a carrot. Did you know you have the force to bite your finger off, but your brain stops you from it? That's just a little tiny little tidbit. Like the same force that it takes to bite a carrot is the same force that it takes to bite your finger, but you can't. This involuntary part of it is like, nope, don't do it. So anyway, the point is, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing me say this, you have to support yourself. Ask yourself and follow that gut when you want to make a change. If you listen to all the voices around you, of course, some of them may be helpful, really, really good. But at the end, the buck stops here. And when you're going in that constant cycle of, oh, we gotta, you know, like I was doing with my zone of freak out, you're never gonna get to that actual foundational change that gets you to be putting out the energy that brings you what you want. It's a little bit of law of attraction. I've been kind of fucking around with that lately. I'm down. I'm hella down because every time I focus on that and I, you know, I work through those things, good stuff happens. I actually am manifesting. That's weird to say. So no matter what, I do talk about energy on this podcast. I feel like I'm a running advertisement for all my past episodes right now, because if you want to listen to energetic environments, which is close to the beginning of the pandemic, that is a good one as well. If you're feeling super stagnant, or if you're feeling very negative, smothered, and, you know, emotionally claustrophobic when it comes to maybe your living situation during pandemic times, when it comes to your employment, when it comes to your environment, you have to create an environment that supports you. What can you do to support yourself today? What can you do to support your vision and who you are becoming today? That's it. When you do that, when you do that enough, you will be letting go of the identity that you know that no longer serves you. There are layers of us that no longer serve you, that are keeping you from stepping into something else, because they're comfortable. You are comfortable staying in that self-sabotage because you're used to it. You are comfortable being the broke musician because we have that, I mean, just including the environment and the culture and that's where you are. You're starving artists because that's what you're surrounding with yourself with. And that is the story that you are telling yourself, about your reality. You create your reality by telling yourself your story. I'm creating a reality currently where I want to make so much more money, and I'm still telling myself, I'm having the narration that I am still, my value is stuck in this one arm of my income, literally 20% of my income for 80% of my effort, 80-20 rule. I have this identity that I have to let go. I have to let go of this layer. And this layer I've been in for even before I finished college, before I graduated, having someone always take a cut, sometimes a very large cut of what I make when I teach. And I'm also been playing the role as someone who teaches basic piano and voice primarily to children. That's not what's serving me anymore. That's not where I've ever seen myself in my big dreams of being Steel fucking Maggie, world tours, Super Bowl halftime, Grammy winning, all of that stuff. It doesn't match. It doesn't match in energy. I cannot stay if I really, really, really actually want what I say I want, bottom line. And that's still an identity that feels safe and feels comfortable. But I will stay in that cycle of burnout and self-sabotage, even though becoming that new person and taking steps and certain identities to become that person that I eventually know I am, because I am that person now. I just have to kind of evolve, right? I have to go through my evolutions, but I have to let go of this identity that is comfortable, but it's not serving me, and it's keeping me. The energy that I have to maintain in order to be there, it's keeping me resentful. It's keeping me negative. And the time I'm spending, right, it's taking time. I can't create my own time because my time is someone else's. It's not mine. My money is someone else's. It's not mine in that particular arm of my income. So I have to let it go. That's a hard thing for me to do, but I'm doing it. And I know when I do it, the second I do it, something's going to come through and it's going to be like, right, there you go. Thanks. So I hope that was helpful. I'm coming to near the end of the time frame that I've set for myself to speak to you. I feel like that was action packed. That was value packed. But really, I want you to, I've been harping on this hustle culture for a minute, and because I found myself, you know, really not getting anything done. And then I went into that zone of freak out and like, I was doing exactly the thing that I didn't want to do, but I needed to do that challenge. I know that was meant to be, because I learned a lot of things about, you know, my work habits, my productivity, myself, my intuition, what I actually want. And it really clarified my vision for myself as well. So if you find yourself in that spot, I really highly recommend to you that you start to do a little bit of intuition work, do a little bit of writing, do a little bit of voice memoing, listen back or read back, and you will find moments. You will find a pattern of like little beads, right? Oh, that I was thinking that the same. I was thinking that's exact same thing 5 months ago. I'm coming into a pattern. And then you start to see, oh, these are the moments where I have not been supporting myself. These are the moments where I keep going back to that energy. This is an identity that doesn't serve me anymore. You're having an identity that doesn't serve you anymore about that broke musician. Broke artist, starving artist, hustle culture. That does not serve you. It's easy to tell that story because it's always told to you. I could keep going, and I want to keep going. I'm reminding myself and I'm committing to you that we will talk about trigger journaling very, very soon. I broke through so many like barriers about people and things that trigger that resentment, that jealousy, that envy monster in me. And it's triggering those judgments. It's not triggers as in like post-traumatic stress disorder, but it's the triggers of judgment on other people, situations and things that I am judging within myself. I am committing to you to that and to myself. So when I listen back, I am reminded. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for being here today, hanging out with me. If you received value, and I know you did, do not lie to yourself, please go and share this episode with another beautiful creator you know. Share it on Instagram. Tag me so I know that you're jamming with this episode. You're feeling it. I'm at Steel Maggie HQ on Instagram. I will put that in the description. And if it behooves you, moves you, grooves you, and you are listening on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, give me a rating and review. Oh my God, that would just be a wonderful gift to me, to you, and to the next beautiful creator building our community, because they will find this podcast in that way by reading those reviews. I will see you next week, but until then, let's go create beautiful things. Bye-bye.